You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
WIBC, it is Terry Stacy, no falderall. I'm not going to mess around. I'm going to bring her right in. It's Mel McMahon, IndianaOriginals.com. Hello, Mel.
Good morning, Terry. Happy National Dog Week.
Happy National Dog Week to you. We just got done talking to BC Henschen from Platinum Paws up in Carmel, locally owned and operated.
What's your dog doing, Terry? I know you had a little scare the other day.
Yes, we did. Emerson's just fine, of course, after spending thousands of dollars to find out there was nothing wrong. She was fine within 24 hours. It's always how
well,
it is.
Well, yeah, as my doctor puts it, you really pay me for peace of mind.
Yeah, so, it's the truth.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
It is the
truth.
Well,
our pets are so precious to us. And, you know, out here in the country, we do not have dogs yet because we have no fencing or anything in our yard. And we have all the neighbors' dogs over all the time. So we haven't quite gotten there yet. But something that's really important, you know, when I help take care of my parents' dogs or my brother's dogs is I always pay attention to what they're eating.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, you want them to, you know, have healthy food. You want them to have natural food. And sometimes you just don't know what you're getting if you just pull something off the shelf. And we have one of our Indian Originals members on the phone with us to help us figure out what we should be feeding our dogs and tell us about how she got her company started. Cindy from Scout and Zoe, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. We're happy to be here.
Well, and it's perfect timing, too, with everything going on. And we're so thankful to have you in Indiana Originals. And I've absolutely loved learning about your journey and your products. For our listeners who aren't familiar with Scout and Zoe's, tell us how your company got started.
Well, it was all because of my German Shepherd named Zoe. And she had allergies at the very tender age of 6 months old, and she lived to be 14. So over the course of her lifetime, it was my mission to find things that would help her not irritate her allergies and have things to eat and chew on. And that's what drove me to find Scout and Zoe's, or to find something for her to chew on. And then my vet at the time said, "You're a smart lady. Why don't you just invent something?" And so I did.
Wow.
I started out with elk antler dog chews, and then that blossomed into treats, and here we are 11 years later.
Yeah, I'm overwhelmed sometimes at all the food that is out there, rows and rows and rows of dog food. What were the allergies? Because we can all relate to that when it comes to our animals.
Well, Zoe was the original, and she was allergic to all things beef-related as well as a lot of other things like horse feathers and dust and things like that. But then when we got Scout, he was also allergic, we found out, to chicken. So feeding time for them was Zoe had bumps in her tummy, and then Scout would actually have explosive diarrhea and start vomiting. So two different reactions. One was topical, and the other one was internal. So trying to feed them was really difficult because I had to really sift through all of the ingredients and figure out if they could have it, because Scout was allergic to, or is allergic to, all things chicken related, bones, meat, meal, fat, everything.
Wow.
So when you look at your pet and you're trying to figure out if they have allergies or not, a really good way to see is if they have brown spots on their knees where they've been chewing. That's usually a sign that a pet has allergies, but the pet parent doesn't know it yet.
That is such a great tip. It really is a great tip. Tell us about some of the ingredients that are in your products.
Well, we have all treats. We have raw frozen food now as well, and that just has the protein, the organs, and ground up bone in it. And then the treats are either single ingredient or very limited ingredients. So we don't have any corn or soy or potatoes or rice or anything like that in it. So if you buy kangaroo jerky, it's just kangaroo and sea salt. If you buy chicken jerky, it's just chicken. If you buy our minnows, it's just minnows. And beef liver is just beef liver. So we try to make it so simple that when you, as a pet parent, would read the label, that you don't have to have a science degree to figure out what it was or is that's in the treat, that you could basically go to your kitchen and have the same ingredients. It's that simple.
Mel?
And I think that's what we need. You know, we just need simplification in life. And I'm on the radio!
I'm leaving that in.
Working from home.
You know, we're doing the best we can. We're all just doing the best we can. Right. Simplification, right? Like, we just need, you know, simple solutions in life, especially right now where things can get very overwhelming and it seems like everything's coming at us. And Cindy, what I love about your products is not only are they, you know, kind of revolutionary in a going back to simplistic life kind of way, but you're very forward thinking in kind of the evolution of your products and where they come from. And I know you have one with Asian carp. Can you tell us about that and kind of that process of getting that product to you so you can get it to us?
I'm all about trying to find novel proteins that pets are not allergic to. So the less a pet is exposed to a protein, the more likely that they're not allergic to it. So whether I figured this out in the shower one morning or in, you know, as I was going to sleep, somehow I came upon Asian carp. And these are not the carp that your grandfather used to fish for the creek. These are carp that were in Asia that came over probably in the belly of a freighter and jump out of the water when fishermen go down the river. So what we try to do is eradicate the carp before it gets to the Great Lakes. So we're saving the Great Lakes one treat at a time. And what we do, as far as a company goes, we try to figure out things that are good for the environment, things that are good for the community, and things that are good for the pets. So in light of that, these carp are fished by local fishermen in Kentucky, and then they're processed by a second chance employer who hires people who have been incarcerated and have trouble finding jobs. And they process the carp, and then it's manufactured by a small family-owned processor that we have in South Carolina, and then they're brought to Anderson, where we live, and they're packed by intellectually disabled adults who need to learn job skills so they can live their own lives. So we call it a fish on a mission, and where everybody who touches that product in some way is filling it with their own degree of love. So when the pet gets it, it's a really nutritious product. It's minimally processed, minimal ingredients, and it's saving the environment and helping people along the way.
Wow. From
impressive,
a carp.
Right, Carrie?
From an Asian carp. It is the most, that's the best story I've heard today. That is really something.
It's highly nutritious. It has more omega-3 fatty acids than salmon does. And it's just extremely nutritious. And what we've done, as well as using the meat, we use all the body parts too. So we are the only company in the pet industry doing anything with carp body parts, which is pretty unique to find something that nobody else has done. But we use the eyeballs and the bladders, the air bladders and the organs. We use everything.
That is something else. I'm telling you what, I am celebrating National Dog Week by getting some of your stuff. I got to try it. I've got to try it for my itchy dog. I've got to try for skin allergies. I'm going to try it. Cindy, Scout and Zoe's, they're out of Anderson, but your products I know are at Platinum Paws in Carmel. Mm-hmm. But where else can we find your stuff?
Scoutandzoes.com. And that's Scout like a Boy Scout, ANDZOES.com. And if you can't find us in your local pet store, ask them to carry us. That's how we grow.
And again, IndianaOriginals.com has a great listing for all of their Indiana Original members. Mel, are you still there?
Yes, I am. I bought this one for you today, Terry. This one was for you.
You are so good. Okay. All right. Listen, thank you, guys. Thanks, ladies, very, very much. Become a member of Indiana Originals, and you'll get special attention, just like Cindy. Thank you, ladies, so much. I appreciate it. Happy National Dog Week.
Thank you, Terry.
Today's top stories are next on 93 WIBC and WIBC.com.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45.
I'm going back to Indiana.
And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.